The Supreme Court has dismissed the suit filed by the flag bearer of the DPP, Thomas Ward Brew, against the Electoral Commission, praying it to suspend the upcoming general election. The 7-member panel of judges chaired by Justice Sophia Adinyira described the suit as lacking merit both in form and substance. The court also awarded 3,000 CD cost against Mr. Ward Brew. Mr. Ward Brew argued that at the time the Supreme Court ordered the Electoral Commission to extend the nomination period for disqualified presidential aspirants to amend their forms, he was out of jurisdiction and therefore did not get the opportunity to correct his errors. He was therefore praying the court to order the EC to allow him amend his nomination form to enable him participate in the presidential election. The court, however, held that its jurisdiction cannot be invoked in a matter which had already dealt with. The court said the claim by Mr. Ward Brew that he was outside the jurisdiction at the time is frivolous and of no substance. Justice Adinyira said his party is not a one-man party under Article under CI 94, any member of the party could have submitted the nomination forms on his behalf. The Supreme Court initially wanted to strike out the suit on grounds of procedural errors, but Mr. Ward Brew pleaded with it to consider the substance of the suit and not the errors. Speaking after the hearing, Mr. Ward Brew said he believes the court was fair in its judgment.
The whole thing was a result of a mix-up in titles. So I think that once attention was drawn to it, ideally one press might have withdrawn it to refile it, but there's a shortage of time. So I think it's all right. This thing is personalized in a way. That's why it's your signature which is needed. The presidential is a personal thing. Somebody cannot come and substitute. If they can present the completed version with you participating in it, but not that they can just replace you. All that I'm saying is that when you look at the ruling, a certain obligation was placed on the DC to invite the presidential candidates and sit down with them. But DC failed to do that. They used radio announcements and other things, and I think that one is when you are dealing with the court of record, it's inadequate. You see, if you are taking 50,000 CDs for filing fees and all that, then you should find a means of getting courier service to be sending letters and others specifically to those four persons concerned, so that there will be a proof of service to show that they got it. But when you just sit in your office and just assume that the people who have paid it, that one is also not acceptable. And also that I don't believe that this disqualification thing. I think that a person should have been qualified before you can be disqualified. And I think that once you are a qualified person, it is the court that should deal with you, and not the EC. Because you see, we have no democracy if EC can just sit in their offices and be picking and choosing. That one will not be.
That was the disqualified flag bearer of the DPP, Thomas Ward Brew.